As you can see, Advent is upon us once again. Once more, we begin a new liturgical year, and we'll be spending much time reading and listening to the words of St. Matthew's Gospel. Once again, Paul Bunyan's axe rests in Madison, where it truly belongs. Couldn't leave that part out. The echoes of Christ the King still ring in our ears as we eagerly await the coming of Christ's nativity. Once more, we gather to light candles, to push back the darkness of an uncertain world. It is in this place of anticipation, this place of waiting, that we find ourselves struck once again by the razor-sharp images and parables of Advent. As we gather this morning, the image of the Christus Rex, or Christ the King, lifted up last week in both word and song, is replaced by another, a completely opposite figure, Christ the Thief. Maybe we shouldn't be all that surprised, as Advent is a season of things being turned inside out or flipped upside down. It is a time when we hear once again the words of Mary, the mother of Jesus, as she describes a reality where the haughty are brought low and the lowly are lifted up. It is a time of the return of the prophetic voice with a wild man baptizing out in the Jordan, one who has drawn such large numbers that even the temple elite have taken notice. It is a season where the Son of Man is described as a thief who will break into your house, Jesus as an invader, an intruder, a disruptor, a criminal. So one better be prepared. We who have the benefit to view this from the other side of Easter Sunday probably shouldn't be all that surprised or shocked that Christ will come as a thief. For upon the cross, he played the part in full. He was convicted as a criminal and led out to a criminal's death. He was lifted up with the rest of the thieves and left to die like a thief. And it was here that he played the role of the biggest thief there ever was. There on the cross, he stole from humanity and he robbed us blind. There on the cross, this thief took away the sin of the world and kept it all for himself. But this thief didn't stop there. No. Sin in itself wasn't good enough for him. Instead, this thief took all things unto himself. Here, Jesus claimed for himself everything he had brought into being, whether they liked it or not. The greatest heist ever pulled. And the scripture makes it very clear that this Christ the thief will come again someday. But what are we to do while we wait for this intruder, this disruptor? Jesus, in his conversation with the disciples, likens the coming of the Son of Man to the days of Noah's flood. Before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. They knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. Now, Jesus isn't proclaiming these actions as wicked or evil, nor was he justifying their deaths by them. What Jesus was getting at is the complete lack of attention they gave to Noah's warnings. The people carried on like everything was peachy keen until the moment it wasn't. And when it wasn't, it was far too late for them. The harsh reality, my friends, is that we are quite similar to Noah's contemporaries, living our lives with our eyes wide shut. It's really difficult, especially as people of faith, to accept the fact that we are not as awake as we think we are. We are fast asleep in the ordinary and the mundane activities of life. We want to believe that business as usual will be good enough to keep us attuned to God. Yet here is Jesus in Matthew's gospel yelling at us to wake up, keep watch, open your eyes to what God is doing in the world. See, I have a friend of mine who has a child who is always holding him up. If his son is around, you can expect him to be late for a meeting or getting together for a cup of coffee. He told me once about how one day he kind of had had enough. And he asked his son, why did everything take him so much longer than his brother and sister? His son's reply was because he was the president of Slow Club. And this seemed like the ideal opportunity to offer his father a membership. So my friend took the bait. He joined Slow Club and, frankly, was a lousy member. His son had to constantly remind him to slow down when they went for walks, to look at the things around him, and to describe some of the most acute details that he might have missed had he traveled at a faster pace. My friend's son sounds a lot like Jesus in this pericope. Slow down. Open your eyes. Stay awake to what the world has to show you. This blessed season of Advent is one that calls us into a place of waiting. It blesses us with images and parables that should jar us awake and keep us alert to what God is up to. They help us to receive the Christ in all the shocking and scandalous ways he chooses to reveal himself. Today, it's this image as Jesus as the thief, the criminal who died on the cross, whose death that freed us from the sentence that awaited us all, and through faith has called us to see his presence in the world, to see Jesus in those in need, in the neighbor down the hall, in the child who invites you to join Slow Club, and through the Spirit to be awakened to see Christ and serve him as he appears in the faces of those around you. So stay awake. Stay alert. The thief is coming. Amen.